Information AM here on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Sports wagering in Missouri officially launched December 1st, and a month in, I wanted to get an update on how things are going. So with me now is Mike Lira. He is Executive Director of the Missouri Gaming Commission. Mike, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Morning, Megan. Glad to be here.
What level of interest have you seen so far? Have you been able to gauge that?
Yeah, so based on GeoComply is a supplier to the industry, helps with the geofencing to make sure that you're betting within the state of Missouri. They have reported to us that in the first week alone, 520,000 active accounts. That's an incredible number. And a total of about 18.5 million geolocation checks statewide. That means the number of times people logged into their accounts. But So it has been very well received by the people of the state.
When you talk about that geofencing, explain for our listeners how that works.
So GeoComply is one of the two companies that provides geofencing services in the state of Missouri. And they ensure that if you're placing a bet within the state of Missouri, that it is done in the state of Missouri, and the state of Missouri gets the revenue from that. So they use a multitude of different sources. They look at IP addresses and a number of other things. It's a complicated process, but it works quite well, and they can narrow it down to within a few feet, and that's what happened leading up to this, prior to Missouri enacting this, that people would cross the state line. And literally, as soon as you cross the state line, you were able to place a bet from another state. So this ensures that compliance with Missouri law and taxing occurs properly.
When we talk about that 520,000 accounts that they have measured at this point, do we know how that compares, for example, with other states when they first launched sports wagering?
Well, we've looked at other states. It was pretty robust by our opinion. We didn't expect that many, but I think when Kansas launched a couple of years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, I don't think it was that strong of an opening day, let's say. But 520,000 in the first week, we don't know what that number is now. We've asked for some updated numbers to kind of gauge what the first month provided, but it was estimated that there were $73 million wagered in the first week alone. And so, since then, we don't have any updated numbers that will come later this month.
When you look at an estimate like that, so again, how does that compare maybe to some openings for other states?
Well, I think it suggests that this is a very robust industry. I think it is not mature, and it appears that sports wagering is outpacing the casino growth, especially the growth of the casino industry has been right around the inflation level, you know, roughly 3% growth within the state of Missouri. But if other states are looking at this, you know, it probably suggests that there's a lot of room for growth here.
Any idea right now what sports and events people may be betting on in Missouri?
Oh, practically anything. Professional sports, college sports, basketball, football, baseball, who's going to win the Super Bowl. And then, you know, we have March Madness coming up. It's going to be so focused on basketball. So it's, you know, there's some seasonality to it, but pretty much it's across the board. We don't have all of that data yet. So once all of the operators report from the mobile licenses, we're going to have some real good numbers probably towards the end of the month to kind of gauge where most of the interest lies and where the largest are the most amount of revenue is coming.
I know I asked you this before, but you know, as we've seen in some other areas of the country, there have been accusations of bet rigging. What safeguards are in place in Missouri to monitor for that?
There are monitoring services that are required by the operators to have in place. and they monitor all sorts of different criteria in the sports wagering. If late bets come in extraordinary numbers and in any certain unforeseen type of bet. There is critical monitoring of the sports wagering. And, you know, it is in the best interest of the operators also to monitor that. So as we get into this over the next several months and this year, we will probably fine-tuning some of these things and monitoring it very closely.
Mike, what about for people who might be placing wagers? What safeguards are in place for them if they find that they may be going overboard on this?
So part of the legislation that became a constitutional amendment did require a large amount of money, actually the greater of 10% or $5 million of the tax revenue that comes to the state to go into compulsive gamblers fund. That is a lot of money compared to what we had over the casinos. For the past 30 years, there have been roughly about $200,000 authorized, but I think only one time in all those years that it was that level was accessed. It's usually very little that is accessed. Now, with sports wagering being statewide, we do expect that number to grow, but you can opt out. You can put yourself on an exclusion list on a temporary basis or a permanent basis. And we would expect that list to grow also with now people nowhere near a casino able to play sports wagering.
Well, Mike, we will check in with you later in the month and see what some of the numbers look like again.
Yeah, we look forward to that, anticipating what these numbers come in for the whole month, and feel free to reach out.
Fantastic. Really appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.
That is Mike Lira. He's Executive Director of the Missouri Gaming Commission, joining us here on Total Information AM.